Bottom of Memhei Amud Aleph, three lines to the bottom, Toshma. We're trying to prove this concept or this question about two people. Do they have a right on their own? Granted, it's not a chayva, but is there a possible reshus given to them to do zimun? And we had a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We weren't sure who said what, but they had two different opinions about this issue. So let's see if we can prove it. Toshma. One waiter is serving two Jews. He can eat with them, even though they did not give him specific and explicit permission. The assumption is, we want you with us for the Zimun, so go ahead, grab a bite. But if he's serving three people, I don't need you anymore, so if you're going to start grabbing some food, you need to ask permission to do so. Now, I understand, why should I have to, if two people are allowed to make a zimun, why would there be an assumption that I need you? I shouldn't need you because of the fact that I can do it by myself. So if you held that two can do it without the third, then it should be the same as three people who are sitting and eating together where there is no rishus. So even by two, there should not be any rishus. Why is the assumption that three, that when you're the third guy, you have rishus unless you hold that two can't make a zimun? Seems to prove that two cannot make a zimun. Mar says, no. Same answers as we said before. Shani Hasman, it's different over there. The Nichol Luhu, the Mikvalei B'chayva. Because there is a fundamental difference between two and three. We want, even though it's a Rishus, you're much better off moving yourself into a mitzvah of Chiyuv, as opposed to where it's a Rishus. Like we said yesterday, Gadol HaMitzvah Yosef. So, that's why there is this understood assumption that, yes, please join us so that by you joining us, we can have a chiyuv. Oh, now that we have a chiyuv, now we're in a higher category. We're mitzuviyos. Okay, everyone wants to be voluntary. We Jews should have the opposite mentality. We want to be obligated because when we're obligated, it's a greater schus because of this concept, either because whatever the Yitzhahara gets in when you're mitzuv or some other sfaras. Okay. Last Rashi on the page. Oichli moim enkan gaiva. It's not called gaiva when you're taking a bite with them. Dinichlu the maisilu the day zimun. Because we are happy that you brought yourself to a zimun where now you can merge with us and we can fulfill the mitzvah. The e shtaim is amnim. But now if two guys are able to do zimun, am I nichlu? Why are we so happy to have you join and take from our food? Balavdi de nami iboy mizamd. Even without you, I can do zimun. Teretz says, without you, we're only volunteers. With you, we are obligated. Nichol de mikvah b'chayva, the gadol hamitzuv v'yosek, because greater is the one who's commanded and does than the one who's not commanded and does. Okay. Right, Toshma, back to the Gemara. Nosh mizam l'atzma v'avodim mizam l'atzma. Women can make their own zimun, and slaves can make their own zimun, but noshem v'avodim v'katanim im rotzol zamin e mizamnim. They can't merge together and make a little bit of a trio, a 1-1-1, that does not work, or 1-2. No, it's got to be, if you want to make a zimun, you have to have your own ilk together to make a zimun. Now, so you can move in. Okay,
so then that teaches that slaves are really not like women.
Well, let's see. Vanoshim, okay, so, but right now, so, well, yes and no. I mean, certainly they're not like women, obviously, because women have, they're intrinsically Jewish, and slaves are only quasi-Jewish, but legabe mitzvahs, generally they are in the same category. Let's see. I have vanoshim afil meya. Now, women, even 100 is a little bit of a discussion whether this is in the girsa, but he says, from Rashi, it appears we are gairisit. Vanoshim afil meya. Now, women, even 100 have the same din of two. They don't have an obligation. They're volunteers. If they want to, they can make a zimun. They don't have to make a zimun. They're not like men. And now again, Vameya Noshi Katrega. Okay, so actually we'll be garris in the next, you know, right after. So leave out the parentheses and we'll just read after us, which is pretty much the same words. 100 women are equal to 2 men. Ukatani, and yet the halach in the brace is noshim is am l'seyatzman v'avon is am l'atzman. So luchari, you only can get it to a voluntary state, and you see that you have the ability to do so. That luchari, we can extrapolate that 2 men, which are now in the same category as 100 women, that the or you know 3 women, whatever, are in that halachic category of you can, even though you don't have to. So don't we see raya from the case of women who are able to make a zimun, that 2 men also can make a zimun? Because when women make a zimun, it's never an obligation. So you see that there's the secondary category, this lower level category of optional zimun. So that proves the chayr that 2 could work, that the optional zimun happened. Mora says no. Shani hasam dikadeus. It's different over there because at least there you have 3 thought, separate thought processes, 3 people with intelligence, with knowledge, who are able to merge together, while by men, the most you have is 2. So in other words, when it comes to a zimun, it's a deos. It's the fact that you're thinking individual that is able to merge, and that's why you have that option when you have 3. But 2, who says you can do it? Or he says, well, see, tell me, if it's about 3, and that's all that matters, let's take a look at the Seifa. And this Iyachi is a little bit controversial because it's not a Iyachi. This is a question on, in general, why is the last halacha true, which is sort of Michael's question. So, but let's just read it anyway, even though Tosis says Logoris, Tosis takes it out. But either way, Yacham Emes Seifa, let's take a look at the Seifa now. Noshim Yavadim Imratzul Zamin Emes Zamnim. Women and slaves, if they want to do Zimun, they cannot. Am I loy? Why can they not? We're Kadeus, right? If you're telling me, Memheyam Adbeis, if you're telling me that it's about Deos, so it should be once you have 3, about 10 lines down, once you have 3, you're in the ballpark of voluntary. Well, then what about 2 women and 1 slave? Or 2 slaves and 1 woman? Why do you have to have it separate? Why can't they merge? What's the problem? So Gemara says that's not about Deos. Shani Hosami Shapritusa. It's a whole different issue. Okay, we don't want slaves hanging around the women because of the pretense issue. We don't want slaves hanging around the children because of pretus issues. We don't want them to start acting in a lewd fashion. So it has nothing to do with Deos at this point. It's a whole separate ballgame. But bottom line is, we have no proof. But we're trying to prove the issue of can 2 merge as a zimun or not. And the answer is, they can. So far we haven't proven it. Maybe they cannot. Women can. Yeah, of course women can. Of course slaves can, because they have 3. And for them, 3 Deos, once you have 3 thinking individuals, then yeah, and even Ketanim apparently.
Well, if you argue that though with the slave and the woman, then the child should be okay with the woman.
A child should be okay with the women,
I mean, they normally do surround me with the women. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, interesting question. Let's see Rashi. I'm not sure if he answered, but let's see. Okay, let's do the top Rashi's, the top line, second Rashi on the page. Imratzu emezamnin. So if slaves and women and children want to merge, they cannot. The first time will come on, she'en kvusin noah. Like we're going to say later on, it's not appropriate that their merger happen, that they sit together. Mishum pritzusa. Bein the noshim, okay. The Mishkav Zocher, Davon Beketana, whether it be because of the mixture of the women with the slaves, because that's an issue of, just a promiscuous activity. Bein the Mishkav Zocher, Davon Beketana, whether it be the slaves with the children, which would have a pedophile issue going on, that the slaves are suspected of potentially looking after the young boys and doing something inappropriate with them. So these are things that were on the minds of.
Okay, that rules out the slave.
I hear. So your kasha is, what about the women with the kids? Maybe, I don't know. Shlochar should come out that you're not concerned in that regard. Unless it's like a lay plug that once we, if we allow crossover on that level, then it would be confusing. So the best way to do it is when it comes to these categories, everyone does it for themselves. It could be that that's the svar. Okay, we have to look that up. Okay, let's see here. Testayim. Okay. No, I'm sorry. We're still in Rashi. Now, feel meya katre damyun. Okay, last wide line of Rashi in the top. Women too are like 100. Linin chayva, dein chayvus lezamein. Because women, there's no number of women that can get you to an obligation to give to zimun. Because women are never obligated to do zimun. It says vimrotzu mezamnim. Again, you know, Havlon the Varech, Rabbi Simon von Benshin, Zimun. Okay, that feel make a trade, Damien, Inyan Chayva, when it comes to an obligation, the Ain Chayva Slazamim, they'll never have an obligation to do Zimun. In Ratsu, Bizamnim, if they want to, they can. Vadin Lishnaim, the same thing with two, you have the same type of concept. So Chayra, we have a raya, that was the Gemara thought. We have a raya that two is appropriate. That if two guys want to do Zeman, they can do Zeman. Okay? And the answer is no. Because three, the ikadeos. Because three, you have at least intelligent human beings merging as three individuals. Yavagadlinian chayva ein and chayavos. Granted, they're not obligated women and slaves to bench together as a Zeman. Linian rishus. Okay, when it comes to the option, Deo Shlosha Hashivi, three intelligent beings are considered Choshvinov, Lahodos, Tfei, Mishnei Anoshim, to give praise more than the three. Deka Mishum Gadula Shemiti. Remember that pasuk we used yesterday to prove that you indeed have to do a Zimun. It's one person talking to two. So you see that three is the essential place where, you know, it all happens, where you have the one calling out to two. So on an optional basis, there's a very strong logic to say three is superior to two.
So just to be clear,
three women can never have a zimun.
Yeah. That's why you came today, Baruch Hashem. Okay, yes, three women can have a zimun. If they want to make a zimun, they're allowed to make a zimun. Okay. Rebbetzin's a velabenshin. Okay. Okay, I'm sure. I don't know if you had to look up the article has a siddur for women. You got to look up benching for the women. Will they change the girsa? Okay, how they say it? Okay. We got to start a halachas siddur. Now we have to go through the halachas here. Where are we? Kairin Lloyd, that's Viter. Okay, you got a question?
No.
Okay, fine. So Tistayim. So remember, so at this point, we haven't proven the issue of whether two can make a zimun. We also haven't proven between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which one was it? Was a Rav saying yes and Rabbi Yochanan saying no, or vice versa? So it's a stayim, the Rav domer, imrotzel zamin, eim zamin. Let's prove that it's Rav who's the one who said thumbs down. Now, if two guys want to make a zimun, they cannot. How are you going to prove it? Domer of Dimi bar Yosef, I'm a Rav, because Rabbi Yosef says name of Rav are the same one who's in this Frey over here with the Rebbe Yochanan. Shoshish Achul Kachas, three people that ate together. The Yitz Echad Mem Lishuk, one of them is going out to the marketplace having to leave. Kairin Loi, he said, hey, wait a minute, Yankel, hold up. Okay, Umzam Lov, Rabbi Simon von Benchin. Okay, so Yankel's on his way out, and you say, wait a minute, we have a Zimun. And you say, Rabbi Tain of Areich, and he answers, Umzam Lov. Okay, so before he leaves, you'll have to call him and he can answer. Even though he doesn't actually come back and sit with you, and he's by the door, you do one of these quickie jobs. Taimah, the Kairin Loi. The whole reason why he can merge is because you called him. Haloi Kairin Loi. It sounds like if you didn't call him to join with you, Loi, can't, you lost your Zimun. Now, why'd you lose your Zimun? If two people are able to do a voluntary Zimun, let Yankel go. We don't need you, Yankel. We have two people left. We'll do a Zimun by ourselves. What's the problem? And the answer is Shani Hosam the Akfuhu Luhu Bukhaiva Mikara. Because it's different there. Because again, like we've said already a number of times, there's a difference between an obligatory zimun and a voluntary zimun. And you can't divest from a obligation to then just sort of rely on a voluntary situation. You want to go with the obligation, and therefore you need to call him, because originally when you merged, you had three, and that was a chiyuv. Now you want to, digress it to something different. And no. Their das was to do it right. Therefore, you got to do it right. You can't just sort of say let's do it half baked. Not good. Okay, Rashi. You have to call him and say, hey, wait a minute. We want to do Zeman. And he turns to them in the place where he's standing, okay, in his agitated state, because he's looking at his watch and he's got to make the buzz. And that's enough. You don't have to come sit down. Again, I'll answer you, go ahead and bench and I'll answer you. And he has to really wait for the first bracha. And a lot of people do not know that. They think they can just answer and just disappear. They need to wait for the first bracha and answer amen. And
you could actually put an impediment to somebody who really needs to go. He just really gets an urgent phone call, and then you call out to the guy. Does he have to stay?
Well, when you say an urgent phone call,
let's say his wife said, "Get home, right?"
Honey, it'll take me 20 more seconds. Just I got to answer the Zeman, then I can go.
Not all husbands can ask for.
Okay, but in your case, you got no problem. That's for sure.
I know.
Okay. I hear. Listen, Shalom Bayis is important, but okay. One second. Yeah. So he says. So he can do that, and that's the way it goes. Now, why do you need to do that? Next Rashi. Even though he does not come near them, it's still considered valid. So don't you see from here that two does not work? The Moran says, no, you have no right that two doesn't work, because you started with a kvius, you started with a chiv, and now you're left with a option, and that's not acceptable. Your das was to do it right originally when you sat with three, and that's the way you got to do it. Similar to the idea of when you sit with ten, can somebody go, which will now sort of put you in a state where you can't do elokeinu anymore? So you really shouldn't do that. You shouldn't take away the elokeinu, because that's a higher level of zimun than a three-person zimun. So if you're one of the ten, unless again you lechatchila never meant to join with them, you really should not leave. Again, it depends on different situations, but you don't go from a higher level to a lower level unless you absolutely have to. And that's why over here, you can't just roll into a two situation. Okay, so let's try. So we couldn't prove any. We don't know between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan who said what.
But that higher level is being able to use elokeinu. The obligation is the same, right? Or not?
I'll agree with that statement, even though it's definitely higher because of the elokeinu, unless you want to tie in. There's a 10 obligation and there's a 3 obligation. When you're in a 10 obligation, and your obligation to say elokeinu, that becomes a higher obligation. I mean, we're playing with words. It's definitely a higher level.
We also bench on the cusp of
10. I mean, not in the weekdays, whatever. I mean, yeah, you could. Definitely, some people do, yes.
You don't have that option with 3. I mean, I guess you do have
it. You do have the option, but, right. I think I'm going to cover some of these halachas later on. But, it's a similar idea. Maybe not it's exactly the same, but... But you can argue the obligation to bench with a lekenu, that becomes a 10-person obligation. You're now lowering me to a different level, changing the level. Okay, let's see if we can still prove it from Rabbi Yochanan. Weiter. Ella, back to the Gemara. It's time to Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Imratzul Zamin Emezam. Let's try to bring now a right there. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says thumbs down on the voluntary Zimun of two. Why? Dom Rabbi Rechana. Deomar Rabbi Rav Chanan Rav Yechanan, because Rabbi Rav Chanan said the name Rav Yechanan, and he is the man, Rav Yechanan. Shtaim Shachul Kach has two people wait together. Echem Hen Yotze Birchas Chaveroi. One could be Yotze with the brach of his friend. Vavinim Ba Mai Kamash, we had a Kashi will Shkoyach. I mean, I need you to know that, I need you to tell me that Shmei Kona, don't I know that if you, two people make a, sit together, one guy makes a brach of the other guy, that it works? Mai Kamash Antinina, Shema Vloy Ona, Yotza. if you hear somebody's making a bracha and you don't say it yourself and just hear the other person, yotza, you yotzi yachiv. So what exactly is the big chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan when this is something that's fundamental to all of halacha, that Shemeya Kaona is basic? The Amr of Zerah, says, no, Rabbi Yochanan is not telling us Shemeya Kaona, that I know from Mishnais. I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that. He was an Amir. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan here is, the Amr of Zerah, Leimash Ein Birchasa Zimun Beinayim. That even though they don't have a Zimun going on between the two of them, still, one can bench for the other in a non zimun setting, and that's really the chiddush. The chiddush, there's no zimun going on. He says tistayim, and indeed this does prove it, and that's the only way to understand that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us anything novel. So of the two opinions, we now don't know that Rav says two is a voluntary option, and Rabbi Yochanan says no, that two is not an option, and you have to have three to do a zimun. Let's do Rashi. Rashi's here. Yeah, he says, V'yom Reb Zeira Leimar, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is, She'ein Birchas HaZimun Beinehem. Okay? Loi Bol Amdenu Ela, the only Chiddush that Rav Yochanan is telling us here, Ela She'ein Tzrichen Zimun. They do not have to make a Zimun. The kim the echad yotze birchas chaveroi, since one person yotze with the brach of his friend, ashmeinon dein zimun. Whereas by telling us that one person makes a benches for the other person, that is tantamount to telling me that there is no zimun between them. The yesh zimun, okay, because if there is zimun, birchas shneim hi, it's not one person making the brach for the other one, it is considered both of their brachas. Shoy oimen nevarech v'ayna baruchu. Okay, because they say, let us bench, and he says, go ahead and bench for me. So it's very interesting. What seems to be going on here is the concept that when you, right, we said before that when we make a zimun, the one person leads the benching. That apparently seems to be a much higher level than simply Shemei Kona. That's, you merge together, you appointed the one person, say, yes, bench for us, and that's not called Shemei, that's a higher concept. More, it's more like, I don't know, like a direct shlichus. It's not simply Shmei Kona. Rabbi Yochanan is saying all you have here by two is one guy making a bracha for the other one guy, which is acceptable, which is okay, but it's not zimun. You haven't made it to the highest level. If you made it to the highest level, you wouldn't call this one guy, you know, answering and the other guy listening. One guy making the bracha, the other guy listening. This would be a zimun, which by definition is different than the typical Shmei Kona. So by sort of reducing it to a typical situation, you're sort of telling me back door that this is not a zimun, because zimun's on a high level. That's what Rashi seems to be saying, and it's a very interesting idea, which is sort of, we already alluded to that earlier, but here it's a little bit clearer. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. One second, no.
But they all have to eat. In other words, right, there's two sitting there, and one just happens to come along, but he hasn't eaten. He can't. He doesn't count.
No.
If he makes a mezonos, though.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Amalei Rava Bar Rav Huna L'Rav Huna, I Rabbon and the Osim of Rava Amrei in Rotzul Zami Mezamnim. Okay? I, but Rabbonah came from Eretz Yisrael, and they said if two people want to make a Zimun, they can go ahead and they can make a Zimun. Now, if they came from Eretz Yisrael, who was in Eretz Yisrael? Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wrote Talmud Yerushalmi. Last time we checked, unless you listen to some UN people, Yerushalayim is in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so what's...
not according to the UN.
Okay. So Lamaisa, L'chaira, Rav Yochanan is contradicting himself, because here he's saying that two people have a right to do Zimun. My love, the Shmuel Elav Rech, L'chaira, they heard it from Rav Yochanan who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Lo, the Shmuel Lume Rav, Mikame de Nochus above. They heard it from Rav before he went to Bavel, which, let's see, Rashi, Lav, the Shmuel or Rav Yochanan, the Barma Ravahu, he was a member of the Eretz Yisrael group, Dila Rav, but Bavel Havi. Because Rav was really in Bavel, Bnei Marava, Hey Cheshmila. How did Bnei Marava hear it from Rav when he wasn't around? He must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. So it seems to be that Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict himself, and the answer is no. Because before Rav did live in Eretz Yisrael, he heard Torah from Rebbe. Rebbe was his Rebbe, And then after Rebbe passed away, he moved to Babel. Okay. Okay, let's go weiter. Two dots, right? So why can't I find it? Yeah, there it is, Gufa. Okay, slightly above the middle, about the middle of the page. Gufa, Amr of Dimi bar Yosef Amarav. If three people sitting together, one of them leaves out to go to the marketplace, right? So they call Yankel, right? This is a case we just had a few minutes ago. Goof always is a referencing of a earlier statement in the Gemara. So where he is, right by the door, he answers, Yishem Hashem. Okay? Nevarach Shechal Mishaloi. So I'm Rabbi Vuda Korlei V'oni. It's only if he calls and they answer. Okay, the Korlei V'oni, look at Rashi. Vuda Korlei V'oni Shesamuchu Etzlam V'ona Baruch Hu. Okay, it's only if he is close enough to them where he can answer Baruch Hu. I guess, in other words, just because he hears them, and if he can't answer them, and he's not close enough to merge with them, then it will not work. He says,
Omazuch. Stay on there and finish
mentioning. No, the least of first brach I mentioned. I think we're gonna.
And then he just goes on. There's a way.
Mm-hmm. If you get together for the first brach, that seems to be enough,
that's
right?
Zanetakol,
what? Yes. Yes, correct. Okay, let's see. But I think we're going to get to that. So number one is he has to be able to answer. He has to hear where they are and answer to be, you know, to be part of the group. Just if they're in the room and he can't really hear what's going on, that doesn't count. Okay, it's only true if you have three. Avobasara adenaisi. But by 10, he's got to come back. He's got to come back and sit down, and then you really got a problem with your wife who needs your home right away. You got to come all the way back to the table, sit down, and especially if the guy, you know, is a chazan, and he's probably chazonis, okay, who's bookie when you need him. So, that's a whole different story. Then he has to come with them. So, really? So what, there's a difference between 3 and 10? Matzkel v'Ravashi, Adar Rabba. Ilcha Mistarva. Your logic seems to be reversed. Tisha Nirin Kasara. When you have 9, who can make a difference between 9 and 10? Right? When you have 9, it looks like you have 10, right? So that should be enough. Shnayim Enirin Kasharish. But when you have 2, it does not appear like 3. So if anything, the guy, the number 10 guy, should be able to stay there because it looks like you already have 10 sitting where you are. But when you have 2... and you need 3 for a Zimun, he should have to come back because it's about appearances, isn't it? No, Gemara says no. Vilchasik Marzutra, the Allah is like Marzutra, that we don't care about appearances, we care about substance. My timer, what's the logic? Why by 10 he needs to come back and by 3 he does not need to come back? Kivin the Boilat Kurei Shem Shemayim, because since you have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you're mentioning the holy word of Elokeinu, Batam Yasara Lav Orachar. It's not respectful to say Asara when one guy is hanging on by the rafters there, by the doorway. It's not Derech Eretz. Come, sit down, and let's do it like a mensch. This is not the minor leagues anymore. You're saying Elokeinu, it becomes the major leagues.
Oh, he has to come back.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see Rashi. V'lo yomrin d'loy tzorach l'meisei gabayu elu shleisha. When do we say that you don't have to come back? It's only by 3. Avo asor shitzar from yishum askoros Hashem ad asi gabayu. But by 10, you got to come back. Why? I nirin kasora d'ein odam m'mayher la'av chamin asor l'tisha. You ask a guy to look at a bunch of Jews, 9 people, it's going to take him a long time to figure out whether there are 9 people in that group or 10 people in that group. But it's not a problem. Between 2 and 3, it will not take a second to know that there are only 2 people sitting there and not 3. So if anything, by 3 you should have to come back. And the answer is no. He says, because the Derech Eretz aspect is what dominates. Back to the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Naktinon. Okay, we learned as follows. Shnayim shalchu kachas, 2 people ate together, mitzvah licholik. Okay, it's a mitzvah for them to bench separately. They should not bench one for the other. Right? Rashi, mitzvah licholik, ulevara kolech of neatzmo, bein birchas hamaitzi, bein birchas hamazon. Whether it's on the pre-bracha or the after-bracha, 2 guys should not be making 1 bracha for the other guy. Okay, it should be 1, each person making a bracha for himself. Back to the Gemara, Tani Nami Yachi, of a Brice which supports this, Shaim Shachlu Kachas, Mitzvah L'Cholik. Two people sitting together, each one should make their own brachas. We don't do Shamei Ka'ona, preferably in this situation. Med Mamurim Kishayim Seifim. When do we say this? When they both are Tamiri Chachamim, who know benching. Avalechad Seifim, Vechad Bor. But one guy knows his business, the other guy is Nebuchadnezzar Moritz, and he doesn't really know benching. Then obviously it's a different story. Seifer mevarech ubur yotzei, and the Seifer makes the bracha, and the boar sits and answers amen, and everybody's covered. Okay, no Rashi's here, and okay, right. Okay, very good. Vayter. Amar Rava. Rava says as follows: Ha milsa amrisa ana. Okay, I said this thing once on my own. Vitema. And then I heard that I was actually said a name of Reb Zeira, Kavasi, like me. So Baruch Hashem, that I was Mechavan to Reb Zeira. It happens sometimes that you say something and then somebody says, oh, I saw that pshat. The Ramban says that. You say, Baruch Hashem. Oh, the Ramban says it too. See, these were contemporaries. And he said something and Reb Zeira said it also like him. What did he say? What was his halacha? It was as follows. Three people sitting together. One interrupts for the two. So meaning if two say, I got to go, and the third says, I'm in the middle of my tuna sandwich, I eat slow. He said, listen, well, you answer me, and you answer us, and then you can continue eating later, but we got to go. So I can force you to interrupt your meal. If the one guy's got to go, and he says, can you answer me? And we're still eating. What's your hurry? Well, I got an important business deal, and it takes me 5 seconds to swallow my tuna sandwich. I got to go. They don't have to stop. They said, well, we're not ready yet. Okay, so when we're ready, we'll answer you. Really? Veloy, is that really true that one stops for two, but two doesn't stop for one? For a papa, ifsik le la'abamar brei iyu v'chad, Rav Papa and another person stop when Abba Mar Bray, his son Abba, wanted to bench, and he and his counterpart stopped for Abba. Shani Rav Papa, that's a different. You can't bring me right from that case. Rav Papa is different. Okay, he did it above and beyond in order to give kavod to his son. Okay, right. Let's do Rashi. Two people finished their meal, wrote in Lazamein, and they want to bench and they want to do Zimun. Here you have it. Okay? So it's Derech Eretz for him to stop for the two until he finishes to Azona Sakol. Okay, so underline this Rashi. Tahainu Birchas Zimun, which is the essential quality of Birchas Zimun. And then he can go back and have his meal. Okay, but two don't have to stop for the yachid. It's really not the right way of forcing us to stop for you. You should wait for us. Seems like it's really not even right. It's not like they're being obstinate. It's like let the majority be benching. If the majority is benching, that's what it sounds like. But it's not proper for the one guy to force the two guys to stop and to go back to their meal. It happened that Rav Papa did answer, and he was two, and he stopped for the one. And the answer is of the Mishadin Lach Shuve. He wanted to give kavod to his son, so and give him chashiva. So he did it that way. But typically, that's not the way it needs to go down. Like it sounds like you're allowed to, but doesn't mean. But it sounds like you don't really have to. That was a special situation. Okay, Vayter. Back to the Gemara. Rav Papa, no, for, right by the wide lines. Yehuda bar Maremar, Umab Rav Ashi, Rav Achami Diftei, Karchi Rifta Bade Adadi. So the three of them, three Amaram, were sitting breaking bread together, rolling bread together. So normally you ask the big one, the big Talmud Chacham, to make the Zimun, but let's say all three were in the same category. So we didn't really have anybody to invite that you should bench. We're all in the same ballpark. He says, and they said, what's a little test? He changes the gears to there. Amrei, Okay, they said, okay, hadatan. They said like this, that which we said, that which we learned in the Mishnah, when three people sit together, you have to make a zimun, that's when you have somebody to invite to say, Rebbe, you bench. We're all in the same boat. It's better to separate. They said a very novel thing. It must be, it's better to separate. And baruch in a shanafshe. And let each guy make a bracha for himself. Each person, so basically they did not make have a zimun. Each person bench for himself. Asu kameh da mareimar. They came in front of mareimar, who seemed to be a little bit of a bigger person than them, and he was an earlier generation. Amaluhu, and he told them, sorry guys, you really didn't do this right. Yidei bracha yitzosem, you wore yoytze benching, so I'm not going to say you didn't bench. However, yidei zimun lo yitzosem. You did not, you were not yoytze Zimun. Maybe you're going to argue, so fine, let's go back. Oops, we blew it. So let's now make a retroactive Zimun. Okay, so let's now go back and do a Zimun. Ein Zimun Freya. You cannot do Zimun backwards. It doesn't go backwards. You can't go back in time. Okay, so Rashi, he says, there's nobody who, you know, outdistance everybody else in either wisdom or in age. Okay, so what are you going to do? Adam gadol. Okay, shagadol mavarech could a paskinul kaman hilchaso. Like we're going to say later on that the preferred thing is you give it to the biggest person in the room. But if you don't have a biggest person in the room, they figure that then you don't do zimun. So bo matzah and echa menashuk. No, okay, that's weiter. Okay, let's go back.
So, Rabbi, I just want to make sure.
Sure.
Okay, so you have three great rabbis sitting at a table eating, and then they say one can't lead the other two?
That's what they thought. They thought, Marima corrected them and said, you didn't do it right. You should have done a zimun. But they thought that the only time you do zimun is when you have somebody outstanding to invite to lead the zimun. But if all three are in the same boat, then you don't do zimun.
But there is, but ultimately one should be chosen to lead.
Well, Marima corrected them. You got, you know, as typical with Jews, different opinions. But Marima here said what you guys did was not correct. You guys should have made a zimun, and three Jews sit together, they make a zimun. You just pick one, flip a coin, and you go for it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Let's say a guy walks in, and this happens all the time. You walk into a zimun situation, so they're benching, and you're waiting for them to go, but you're there when they're benching. And when they say Rabbi Sayin of Varech, what do you do? You just sit there like, or stand there, well, just with a smile on your face. Do you say something? What do you? You didn't eat. Right? You're waiting to leave. You didn't eat with them, so what do you do? Bo matzin k'shem avarchin mahu. What do you say after them, if anything at all? So Zvid Oymar Baruch Umavayruch. Rav Zvid says Baruch Umavayruch. One second. Rav Papa Amar Ein Amen. Okay, and Rav Papa says you answer Amen. So are they arguing? V'loy pligi. They're not arguing. Hodash Kichinu de Ka'amre Devarech. Depends on which point of the Zimun did you meet with them. If they say Rabbi Sayin Nevarech, and I guess Yishem, everyone can say, and they say Nevarech Shechal Mishloi, if you're there when the man says Nevarech Shechal Mishloi, you say Baruch Umavarech, and we'll see, there's a Tamid Le'olam Ve'ed, there's a sentence you finish with those words, Baruch Umavarech. But if you come already after at the end, when he says Nevarech Shechal Mishloi, and then the person answers Baruch Shechal Mishloi Tvarech Hayinu, and that's when you walk in, then all you do is you answer Amen. Let's keep going. If you find them at the beginning when he's inviting everybody else, then you can answer with them. But if you already heard them when they're wrapping up, when he says, then all you can do is answer Amen. Okay, so let's just do the Rashis. We'll pick it up tomorrow. One guy from the marketplace comes and finds them doing zimun. You say baruch umvaruch. You can't say that we ate from you because you didn't eat from them. So to resolve the machloek is when you're reaching them at the point of the invitation, then you answer with them baruch and baruch tam loved. Aval shechinu the anu baruch who. But if they're already answering already, then Oinabasray Amen, you just wait for them to finish the answer and you say Amen. Take a look at Tosis, okay, Rav Zvid Amar Baruch Uvarach, the third Tosis from the bottom, okay, Ubahag Pasak, and the Bahag, the Halachas Gedolo says, you actually say Baruch Uvarach Shemoy Tamid Olam Ve'ed. That's the full sentence you say. How are you going to remember that? Put it in your. Write it into your art scroll or something. I don't know, or put it on your smartphone. If you have a asara, but if there are ten people there, ani basrayu, you answer after them. Baruch hu elekenu, uvarach shmei tam lolam ved. Then you answer elekenu. So blessed he our God, and he should be his name should be blessed forever and ever, consistently and ever. So that's the right girsa if you join them at the front end of the zimun. Okay, shkoyach.